There is something about the simplicity of, we got a crazy world, we got our iPhones, we got all this data input coming into our brains, and sometimes it's nice just to put all that on hold, go out in the field, and tell a horse how your day was. And it's so calming, and it's a, there's a serenity there in the simplicity.
Thanks for joining us on Louisiana's Playground Podcast, your roadmap to all things Lake Charles, Louisiana. I'm Brady Raynard.
And I'm Jillian Quarter. We're excited to bring you the authentic stories and experiences of Southwest Louisiana with all the tools that you need to build your own personal Lake Charles itinerary.
This episode, we're talking about Jill's favorite dip, ranch.
Ha-ha.
Almost a ranch. Actually, it's an actual ranch, Jillian, not the dip. It's called Almost a Ranch. How about that? Episode 47, we talk with the owner-operator, Bill Bolin, about what a unique experience that we have here in Southwest Louisiana to really get on the nature side of things and talk to the animals, get a chance to interact with them, plus a lot of other really cool stuff that they're involved in.
That's right. But first, we're going to begin the show, as we always do, with a taste of Southwest Louisiana in a segment we call Envy Eats. This week, we headed over to Sulphur to visit Joe's Pizza and Pasta.
What an awesome place, right? 17 years they've been here. Mm-hmm. And the family is in the restaurant business, but they're originally from Sicily. So they take all that Sicilian culture and recipes, and they've really brought it here. The Salou family, Jack Salou, heads it all up, and they have done such a terrific job bringing really authentic cuisine here to Southwest Louisiana.
That's right. And authenticity all the way around. That's what I really want to hit on with this restaurant, because not only do you have Mr. Jack coming up to your table and, you know, talking to you about the food and what to order and sharing what his favorites are and all that, but you can just tell that it's made with such love for culture and heritage and really wanting to share that with Southwest Louisiana.
And it starts obviously with the first bit that you get. That bread and oil is obviously probably where you need to start with.
Yes. And, you know, that sounds like, I don't know, it sounds
boring, plain,
boring, like a throwaway, because it's that thing brought to the table without you asking for it. But it's not. It's delicious. The bread, you can tell, is baked fresh. Mm-hmm. It's got a little bit of Parmesan sprinkled on top. It's buttery. The oil that they have for you has like tons of that roasted garlic flavor. It's so aromatic. Mm-hmm. So as soon as you pour it out onto the plate, you can smell it. You know what you're about to get. So flavorful, so good. I finished the bread basket. No shame at all. I carb loaded before I ever got my meal, which we'll talk about in a second, but was also carb loaded for me.
No,
it was a good day,
really good
all the way around.
That oil, you had mentioned the garlic. I mean, that's what really kind of stands out. You get little bits of garlic in every bite. And the bread is almost designed to soak it up, mm-hmm. right? And so, no, it is really, really good. You can obviously always get marinara or Alfredo to kind of dip as well,
which I did that too.
Yeah. But that oil really shines, I think, and really shows off what's in store for the rest of your meal.
Sure. Well, to be able to take something that is so basic, right? Mm-hmm. That would be a throwaway in some places. It would be that thing that you just don't really think about. And to make it, to amplify it in such a way, you make it a necessity for people because it tastes so good.
Well, one item that I've always been encouraged to test the merit of an Italian restaurant, mm-hmm. is, what's their veal parmesan like?
Yeah, so, that's right. You've gotten advice before, yep. that says to really tell if this is a good place or not, get the veal parmesan.
And so that's what I got. And it passed the test with flying colors.
Did it?
Which is what I do is, we talked about it with Michael Gardner in the last episode, not to mix. It upset him the first time he heard marinara and Alfredo mixing, although I think might have slightly sold him on the idea now moving forward to think of it as the cheese mixing in with the marinara, because you're okay with doing cheese, so maybe kind of go outside the box. So I get a kind of a pink sauce is what they call it there, mixing it there. And I love that the acidity from like the tomato pairs so well with the cheese from the Alfredo and the cream, and it creates just an unbelievable flavor that also pairs well with the saltiness of like the fried veal on the plate as well.
Yeah. And when Jack was came over to the table and when you told him that you got the pink sauce, he did kind of shake his head disapprovingly.
Yes.
A bit. But then you explained why.
And he still is disapproving, but I kind of like being a rebel, you know?
He still seemed like he wasn't sold on it, but he kind of understood where right. you were coming from.
Yeah. So. And I mean, the veal's so tender and it's got that perfect chew to it. And the spaghetti noodles there on the side. It's such an indulgent meal that doesn't feel too heavy at the end, but you get full. Like, it's a hearty portion of food. Yeah. But man, it's probably my favorite veal parmesan in the world. And you know exactly the flavor that you're going for with like a chicken parm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to explain to you what a chicken parm is. So you know what
sure,
you're going
you know
in,
what you're looking
and
for.
It hits every note perfectly.
So I got the combo pasta because I couldn't decide. I looked at the menu, had so much on there, and I just wasn't sure which direction. Normally I cop out and I get the chicken parm wherever I go. That's pretty normal for me.
But I stole it from you this time.
But this time you had ordered first and I didn't want to get the same thing essentially. So, I went with a combo pasta. That is lasagna, manicotti, and ziti. So a little bit of everything. Like I said, carb load. I wasn't lying. It is everything. But so good. So much cheese on top. We got the perfect, cheese pool effect when you dip your fork into it and come out and it's got so much cheese on it. The marinara was super fresh. You can just tell it's fresh marinara. It tasted so good. That Italian seasoning in it, the different, cheeses that were on top, the mozzarella, the Parmesan, a manicotti. So you've got, the ricotta inside that's again, perfectly seasoned. Manicotti is one of those things. Anything with ricotta in it for me is one of those feel good, warm.
Immediate, yes.
Yeah, one of those like comfort foods for me, which for most people, that's just like mashed potatoes. And for me, it's cheese.
It's cheese.
So it was so, so good. The lasagna was amazing. Perfectly layered again with cheeses and the sauce and your meat. Absolutely everything, really delicious, including the ziti. I, of course, had leftovers after that. But I also ordered a cup because I wasn't ordering anything with Alfredo sauce on it. And that is like my favorite thing in the planet is Alfredo, basically. Yeah. So,
And they're really known locally for their Alfredo. That's what really,
really
stands
good.
Out. It is a very rich Alfredo.
It is extremely rich.
Which is where I like the marinara to help break up the rich. It's really, really good.
Again, authenticity here. It feels like you've just booked a trip to Italy, like while you're there, because you could just tell that the flavors are the real deal. Also, super convenient. It's just off the interstate in a major thoroughfare there in Sulphur on Ruth Street. So it's the perfect place to stop by if you're traveling to Southwest Louisiana. This is one of those places that you really should try.
From a great meal to a great guest, we welcome on Bill Bolin, the owner-operator of Almost a Ranch, a 39-acre farm and petting zoo in Sulphur. A Kansas native, Bolin made his way to Louisiana via the Army and refinery business and has since planted roots. After retiring, he and his wife Jill now spend their time sharing their ranch with the world. Welcome to the show, Bill.
Thank you. Thank you, Brady.
So Southwest Louisiana is known for big city amenities, but that small town charm, it makes for a variety of experiences that people can have here in the lake area. So before we get started today, we ask every guest a few questions. That way our listeners can better get to know you and see how you play in Louisiana's playground. Are you ready for some rapid fire questions?
Sure am.
Okay. Number one, crawfish or gumbo?
Gumbo.
Ooh, good fast choice. Answer. Why is that?
I'm up from Kansas, and the first time I had gumbo down here, I just totally fell in love with it. I don't even consider it a soup. It's just so darn good.
It's different than anything else you can find.
And I love shrimp.
Yeah, somewhere in between a soup and stew.
Yeah, exactly. So Brady's follow-up question always to someone who says gumbo is there a gumbo season? Or is it a year-round
affair?
Oh,
no, it's annual. Even on a day like today when it's, darn near 100 degrees, I would definitely go for gumbo. There's no season.
My man.
Okay, then y'all are good friends then.
All right.
Number two, poolside or beachside?
Ooh, definitely got to go beachside.
Okay.
Like the sand. Actually even built my own sand beach out at the ranch for people to come to. So definitely got to say beach.
Okay, well, we'll talk about more about that in here in just a minute. So question number three, concert or comedy show?
Oh, that's really tough. I'm going to have to go concert only because the comedy shows are awesome, but it's hard to find one that's not over the top, not family oriented. And yeah. I'm more into the, you know, middle of road type comedy like you'd see. But I do love the concerts. We've seen quite a few all the way across the board, from Garth Brooks to Pink and those big shows. Even though they're very expensive, they're awesome.
You never get that experience any other way.
Really can't. Yeah.
Nothing beats a concert.
Yeah.
I want to open with kind of a broad question. Oftentimes I like doing this just to where we kind of get the elevator pitch.
Right.
What is Almost a Ranch, and why is it just Almost a Ranch?
Well, I guess I could answer the second question first. It's called Almost a Ranch because my wife and I, when we started the ranch, we were both in our 50s, and we were by all means no experts, even though we came from farming and ranching families. When we were younger, we had other people saddling our horses and cleaning up the stalls for us, so we didn't really understand the full experience of the ranch, but... Once we got started and everything, we found that we really loved it. So,
and how'd you get started here?
Well, we got started here. We actually bought the 40 acres back in 14, and then in 17 we were just doing a birthday party for the grandbaby, and we loved it so much. And being able to share the animals with them, we started doing it for a couple of our friends, and the next thing you know, it took off and. We're a full-fledged petting zoo, and among other things, so yes.
What's all under the Almost a Ranch umbrella?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we have, of course, we have the ranch where you can come out and visit, and we have farm tours that you can come out and pay for and visit, which includes visiting with all the animals and also getting some pony rides. And then we also have the carriage business in Lake Charles. We also do weddings, any special occasions with the carriages. We teach horseback riding. We do trail rides out at the ranch. We do, I can't even think of everything, but that's at birthday parties as well and any type of function. But really, you know, and a lot of those are commercial and capitalistic things, but really our main goal is to be able to provide a place for parents to bring their kids and for families to come out and for to come out because we raised our kids in Sulphur, Louisiana, and I coached. And so we really were looking for something. We knew that there wasn't anything in the area that was quite like this. They have some other area, farm, petting zoo type things, but nothing quite like this. And you have to travel farther. So we decided we'd go ahead and kick it off. And the reception's just been amazing.
Yeah, you mentioned animals. What animals are part of that petting zoo tour?
Okay. Well, we have, let's see if I can think of all of them. We have horses. We also have mules, which we do a hayride with the mules. And then we have donkeys, mini donkeys, cows, miniature cows. We have kuni kuni pigs from New Zealand. We have all kinds of peafowl, peacocks and peahens all over the ranch. We have tortoises, parrots, macaws, goats, baby goats. We've got like 7 little baby goats out there, which everybody loves, makes me smile. And of course, the most important, the Great Pyrenees. We have 4 of those, and one of them, Bella, which comes to all of our events and to the retirement homes when we go visit them. Aww. And yeah, she's just a real darling. So yeah,
and a massive dog.
Oh, they're huge. Yeah, yeah. The people when they first see them, they're not sure, but then when they realize, they're just big chains.
Are these
bears.
The mini horses?
Yeah,
yes, they are. Right,
they're
exactly.
Big.
Yeah.
You said that the baby goats make you smile, but you also said the donkeys,
yeah,
right?
The mini donkeys
do too, because they're more affectionate than most animals like that?
Yeah, they really are. You know, I mean, if you've been around horses or mules or donkeys, you understand that they're primarily food driven, and some of them are real sweet with humans, but they, you know, if you're all about the food, then they're all about that. With the mini donkeys, it's a little bit different. They actually like having the physical affection, and so if you put food down for a horse, they'll come up and just eat it and kind of nod at you. But with a mini donkey, they'll come up and they'll love all over you. And in other words, they'll come give you a hug. They'll do all that before they eat the food. So they kind of get the whole picture of humans being friendly. And so they're just incredibly sweet. And they love babies. And I can't talk good enough about the miniature donkeys. Yeah.
Sweet darlings. And then it sounds like, I like that you use the term loved on, because that's a Southern term. They want to get loved on, for sure. And that's so sweet. What kind of reaction? You said that you have a ton of people that come out to the ranch.
Yeah.
What's the reaction that you get from people when they get to see and pet these animals?
Well, it's really something special because it runs the gauntlet or the gamut from people who grew up in a city and were never around farm animals. And then we've got other people who are the younger kids who hadn't been around farm animals. But some of the sweetest are like the grandparents who were raised on a farm and then they worked at the plants or did some other job for their whole career. But they remember that time from 30, 40, 50 years ago when they were on the farm. And that's some of the sweetest stuff, seeing that go down because they, you know, they miss it. They're nostalgic for it. And they're able to explain to their grandkids while they're there, you know, this is what Granny did when mm-hmm. she was 9 years old. When I was your age, I was doing this. And the kids are like, what? Because
yeah.
everybody used to do so much back then.
Yeah. There's something so beautiful about it. Uh-huh. I know that running a place like this is obviously complex, but the simplicity
yes.
of how much joy just seeing an animal and getting to interact with one yeah. brings to someone. There's yeah. something so beautiful about that.
You're right. That was very well put.
Write that down.
I'm going to have to write that
in
down.
In your next
yeah,
commercial.
Yeah, that's in the next commercial because you're right. I mean, there is something about the simplicity of we got a crazy world. We got our iPhones. We got all this data input coming into our brains. And sometimes it's nice just to put all that on hold, go out in the field and tell a horse how your day was. And
yeah.
it's so calming. And there's a serenity there in the simplicity, especially in today's world, that
yeah.
you really hit the nail on the head there. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well,
it's one of those few things that 500 years from now, dealing with horses is
right.
the same as it was 1,000 years
yeah.
prior.
Right. That's right. That's
you
right.
Know?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Even in the medieval days, the same techniques and everything are used. So it's something that's stable. It's something that's a very high reward for when the animal, you know, appreciates you. And you just it just feels good to work around him and to take care of something else.
Now, you mentioned the beach
yes.
As one of the activities. What other activities there specifically at Olmosa Ranch do you guys offer besides just petting? Because I know you guys, what,
yes.
you have an event calendar that's constantly updated each year, too, each month.
Yeah, we do. And that's you can either go on like olmosaranchpettingzoo.com or you can like or follow us on Facebook. And we have a calendar and we try to do something generally like once a month. Like on the 6th of July, we're having our beach bash. 4th of July, we always have a 4th of July. We're really big into the you know, the veterans and the patriotism. We really believe in all that.
Sure.
So on the 6th, we'll be doing a little thing. And then if you check back, we do things like we're going to do haunted carriage rides in October. And we do the regular carriage rides on Shell Beach Drive in December. And about every month or two, we have some sort of get together at the ranch. You know, it's either cheaper or easier for people to bring their family and kids out there and stuff. So, yeah.
So tell me about this beach.
Yes,
because
ma'am.
I am kind of familiar with where you are and
yes.
you're not on the coast.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
So tell me about your beach.
Well, we wanted to have a beach. I've always been a water person. I've always loved the beach, and my wife too. So we went ahead and we actually dug our own pond, a couple of acres, and filled it with the white sand from like Indian Village out outside of town. And and it's also got a zip line that runs 200 feet off the top of it.
Fun.
Yeah, everybody loves that, you know. But it's and then also slide and it's kind of fun depending on how you feel about it and how your day is going. Sometimes we'll actually free range the animals while people are at the beach. So that's kind of fun because you get to swim with a horse or any of that, which is really neat. Yeah. We've got some videos of that and stuff of people on Facebook when the horses come up because they, especially when it's hot, they want to come
yeah.
get in the water. So,
yeah.
And we've got two or three of them that are totally aquatic horses. And so they'll come and visit you just, you know, it's casual, totally unique experience, and we love that.
Seahorses, if you will.
Seahorses, there you go.
But that's great. That sounds so, it does. It sounds so unique and
yes.
an experience like you just not only aren't going to get anywhere else,
right.
I think, in Southwest Louisiana, but in general. I mean, that sounds
right.
like a really unique experience people would flock to.
Yes, it's
for sure. Have you had?
Was that another pun?
Oh, it's another,
they
yeah.
would flock to. Hey.
Another animal pun.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what kind of people, who have you met in
yes.
this experience?
Well, it's been really neat because not only have we met people from all the world, or all around the world, from, you know, a lot of them from South America, because there's a really strong farming culture in South America and in
mm-hmm.
The Southern cultures down there. And so when they come, a lot of times it's, you know, a gentleman with 10 kids who's, you know, he hasn't been able to be around a farm. He's worked to make money to raise those 10 kids. And then they bring them out. And so we've had people come out with families from Portugal or Spain or Mexico or Germany. And then we talk about, you know, their experiences with animals as opposed to ours, because it's different in different countries and different places and stuff. So, yeah, it's really neat seeing the people who come out. And if you like it, you love it. You know, I mean, sure. I think people who love the ranch, they come from Lafayette, Houston, places like that to see the ranch. And if you really like that kind of experience where you can get hands on and really get up close with the animals, as opposed to, you know, having them farther away in a cage or not being able to touch them or deal with them.
You know, having that experience is one thing, the entertainment aspect of seeing it and kind of connecting. Do you guys educate as well, especially for children that are there?
I'm so glad you asked that, Brady, because I was not talking about that, but that's so important. And that's one of our key focuses, is teaching the kids. So we teach the kids not only when they come out to the ranch, we don't just teach them to ride the animals and the trivia about them. We also teach about cleaning up. We tell them how much it's going to cost for vet visits and everything, because we really believe in responsible pet ownership, but I guess any, you know, a donkey can be a pet, I guess a horse could be a pet.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And what happens is a lot of times people get these animals and they just don't understand how much maintenance they take. And so we try to educate on that, try to be proactive before they get the animal. We help the parents out a little bit, because if dad tells you, you're not going to take care of this dog, the kids are going to tell you, oh, yeah, I will, dad, I will, sure. So we get them out there and we tell them, hey, you know, we were kids once, we know it's going to be hard, but if you commit to this, this is going to be one of the biggest things you've ever committed to in your life, having a horse and taking care of it. And so we do a lot of that education, which is really good for parents. It's a place you can take them when your kid's begging for a horse and have them shovel poo for a while and see if they still want a horse.
You allow those beautiful opportunities like that.
Exactly.
Wonderful experience.
It is. And they think it is, which is crazy, because we have a volunteer group that comes like every Thursday night. And so two things a volunteer group does is it's community outreach, and they help us clean up and to do things, but also it allows people who are lower income, you know, it allows every kid to be able to ride a horse. So like our volunteers will come out and they'll help clean and they'll learn about it. And then later on, like every month or two, we reward them with pizza party, or we'll go to the rodeo, or we'll or let them ride horses or whatever. So, because we want everybody to be included, even if you don't have the money for English riding or something, you know, how expensive those sports are. Equines are ridiculously expensive. So we try to let them do that with volunteers. Yeah.
That's great. That's a great way to, I think, connect with your community around you.
It is. And it really makes you feel good about what you're doing. You know, we're really blessed to have a business that people are crying out for. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like I'm trying to start a restaurant or another crawfish shop or something out in Louisiana where you have, people are very forgiving if I don't do something perfect. And they're also, you know, because they're like, oh, no, we understand. We're just happy to have it, you know.
Yeah.
So it's really easy. It's a lot easier to maintain 5 stars. And it's really, I never thought about it. But if you've got a business that, you know, be it Whataburger or whatever, you know, you're going to get treated better if people are actually wanting that in their area and craving it and asking for it. So,
yeah. Which they do about Whataburger, by the way.
They do Whataburger. Yeah, me too.
We got it. We got it.
We got the Whataburger. We asked for it. We got it.
Mission accomplished.
Yes.
So 40 acres right now.
Yes, ma'am.
That you guys have. Yeah. Are there plans to expand beyond that?
Oh, yeah. That's an excellent question. Yeah. We would, of course, like to expand our actual acreage, but also improving on the original 40 acres. We have about 14 acres of, or I guess about 12 acres now of woods that we have trails through. We could do trail rides, and we're setting up in there for nice little serene places where people can go and go relax in the trails on there. And then I'm constantly expanding the carriage riding service, trying to figure out how to, I'd really like off the wall that I thought of, but like the carriage riding business, we'd like to expand into getting a nice hearse. And so the old cowboys from around here and cowgirls can, wouldn't you think they would love that? So anyway, we're looking at doing some of those things, trying to expand our carriage rides and the things we do with them. We're really on the ground floor.
I know that probably does sound off the wall, especially to some of our listeners who maybe aren't from here, but I could see that.
Oh, yes.
I mean, the very traditional processional type feel. I could see that. That's really interesting.
Everything could be a service, you know, and it while macabre.
A bit, yeah.
It's something that, that could connect.
Yeah,
with those.
And it's the bright side of the macabre, you know? I mean, it's the bright side. It's the, you're going to remember it. This guy was a horse guy. He's not being pulled by a Chevrolet car. He's being pulled by horses or mules.
Yeah, what he loves.
Real horsepower.
Yeah. I like that. I like that a lot. And speaking of the carriage ride, so again, for those who maybe aren't familiar or if we're out of town and want to know more about that, you know, around Christmas time, especially you've got the horses out, the carriage is lit, and looking at these gorgeous homes.
Oh, yes.
All that lit are with all Christmas
well,
de-
yeah, all yeah, well decorated.
All decorated. They are.
It's a real blessing for this area.
Yeah, it really
down
is.
Down Shell Beach.
Yeah. I think every time we have visitors over and we're taking them around town and they drive Shell Beach, even, you know, not at Christmas time, even just like a regular day today, they're kind of taken back because it's one of those areas that you may not realize what Lake Charles has to offer. It's just one more of those places.
When you live here, you don't necessarily realize how cool it is.
Sure, you might take it for granted a bit.
Yeah, a little bit,
For sure. And so I think y'all are really, really helping people see that in a really unique way.
Oh, thank you. That's great to hear. Well, we're doing that. Like, we do the Shell Beach Drive, which is available. You can look on the website. We do covered wagons. We do 2- and 4-person carriages. And it's all in what you're looking for. And then, we also started doing some historical tours downtown, which are those appointment only. But we're trying to get that built up to where we do more of the historical tours. And Lake Charles just has a ridiculous amount of history that I've been here 30 years and I just had no idea about all the cool stories around here about the, you know, ghosts in the courthouse and John Lafitte having a giant ship that was a Walmart. I mean, it's just, and the land we're sitting on right now was underwater 100 years ago, you know, so there's really some really neat history around. So we're trying to move into that area as well.
And you said private events too, that you do weddings and things like that.
Sure do private events. We do weddings. We've done the number one thing we've been used for is proposals because that really is neat.
Oh. Yeah. Why didn't you do that? I'm just kidding. There was a beautiful proposal. I can't.
Like, what? I proposed to you on Scrub Island.
We were in the Virgin Islands. I cannot complain about our
proposal.
That's
pretty good, yeah.
But man, that would have been
cool too.
Win.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe if you propose again, you can.
Yeah, you can get remarried.
I propose not to get remarried.
You can call Bill.
How's that for a proposal?
Do it in a carriage. That's great. No, that's what every bride wants or future bride wants, right? Is that like Cinderella moment.
And it's a surprise, you know? They're wherever they are. Like we did a couple two different ones on Shell Beach Drive where, you know, I think they were friends of the family who lived there and they were able to just let them use there. And so we pulled up and they had no idea we were there and the big sign. And it was it's so romantic. It's really neat.
I love that.
That's awesome.
That's really cool.
So whether you're interested in something like that or the petting zoo, all that information is on the website?
Yes. It's on the website and also on the Facebook page. Or you can call me or call any of the numbers listed on the website and if you have any questions, because it is explained, but, you know, bringing animals like a mobile petting zoo or things like that, a lot of times you have some questions, and so we talk to you personally about it. But, all the prices and all that stuff's all listed there and how we do it. But,
Thanks again to Bill for joining us here on the show, and thank you for taking time out of your day to join us on this here podcast. If you enjoyed the show, I think you know the drill by now, leave the podcast a follow, a rating, or a review. Send us a comment. If you're on Spotify, give us a little post-game recap. We'd love to mention you and give you a shout-out on the next podcast.
Of course, leaving us a rating or review helps us grow our audience and further share the unique experiences that Southwest Louisiana and Lake Charles have to offer. Just go to visitlakecharles.org/podcast for more episodes, advice on where to eat, and events happening this weekend. I'm Jillian Corder.
I like that emphasis. And I'm Brady Raynard. Thanks again for coming to play at Louisiana's Playground. See you.